Good morning. This is Radio Olin KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, you're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that promotes the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions with experts and leaders in these fields. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is your host, Veronica Pimentel. Now, before we begin with today's show, I would like to take some time to invite you on some of the events that are happening here in the community. To start off, the Cesar Chavez Commemorative Committee of the San Fernando Valley invites you to attend Warriors for Justice Awards Ceremony and Dinner, honoring Nuri Martinez, LA City Council President, Mike Garcia, Justice for Janitors, Chicana Chicano Studies, Cal State University Northridge, and Irene Tovar, Pioneer in Community Leadership. The event will be held on Thursday, January 30th, 2020 at 6 p.m. with reception to follow. It will be located at Avanti Banquet Hall, 1661 San Fernando Road in the city of San Fernando, California. Complimentary valet parking is offered. For more information or to purchase tickets, call Pueblo y Salud at 818-837-2272 or visit www.cesarchavez.info. Do your neighbors smoke? It's time for you to join Pueblo y Salud because you have the right to breathe smoke-free air in your San Fernando home. Join us at the community gathering on Wednesday, February 12th from 6 p.m. till 7:30. Located at Pueblo y Salud, 1024 North McClay Avenue, Suite M13 in the city of San Fernando. If you're also looking for community hours or if you need a letter of recommendation, this is a great place to start. Get more involved with your community by contacting 818-837-2272 or email pimentel@pys.org or follow us at PYS Prevention. There is free food, games, and activities for all ages. Join us. The Cesar Chavez Commemorative Committee of the San Fernando Valley also presents the 10th Annual Cesar Chavez Inspirational Youth Conference on Saturday, March 7th, 2020, from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Vaughn International Studies Academy, 11505 Herrick Avenue in the city of Pacoima, California. You can also get selected to be an ambassador. You can represent your student class, receive a letter of recommendation for college applications, earn recognition from the Cesar Chavez Commemorative Committee, and earn community service hours. For more information, contact pys@pys.org or visit us on www.cesarchavez.info. La lucha sigue. And this is a reminder to save the date for the Cesar Chavez Pilgrimage March for Justice, Sunday, March 29th, 2020. Come to learn, to remember, and to enjoy. So let's get started with today's show. I'm doing something a little different today. I did talk to Ruben, our executive director for Pueblo y Salud, about speaking about something that I'm very passionate about, and that's my relationship with God. So I understand it's something a little different, but just bear with me. I'm actually very excited to share this. God put it in my heart to share. You know, it's not to get all religious or anything, but I just want to share about my relationship with God. But I wanted to start off by speaking of Samuel. So Samuel was a man who was chosen for God from his miraculous birth until his death. So the reason why I say miraculous birth was because his mother, Hannah, was barren, and she had actually been praying to God for a child. The Bible says the Lord remembered her in regards to her prayers, which she then became pregnant. She named the baby Samuel, which means the Lord hears. Samuel served in several important positions during his life, earning God's favor because he knew how to obey. You're going to hear that word a lot today, obey or obedience. That wasn't always the deal with Samuel, though. And when we get back from this music break, we're going to go ahead and hear a little bit how Samuel first began to start being obedient and how he became so obedient and continuously earning God's favor over his life. before I lose you there, I also want to explain a little bit what God's favor is. So God's favor, in simple terms, we can define it as having his favor or grace as God giving us the ability to do something which is humanly impossible for us to do. Another way to see it is as, you know, God releasing supernatural influence in your life. And it just means you're treated with privilege and favor because you are, you know, God's child. Now, one thing you guys need to know about me is that I love to dance. I can dance even when there's no music. My friends always say, oh, there's always a club going on in Bettles Head. I absolutely love to dance. With that being said, this next song is Agente de Cambio by Esencia. Stay tuned.
They have a good system, it's a sound system. And it's a rhythm of rhythm. No quiero ser otro individuo más que solo centra sus pisadas en no actuar. Yo quiero ser agente de cambio. Quiero liberar el encanto. Así es, así es, así es. Nadie me quita el sueño de crecer, yo sigo caminando, pa' arriba mirando. Voy contra toda corrupción que me impide en el corazón alcanzar la verdad. Hoy me levanto sin temor, con la fuerza del león, desafiando tu intención. En no actuar, yo quiero ser agente de cambio, quiero liberar el encanto. Así es, así es, así es. Nadie me quita el sueño de crecer, sigo caminando,
caminando,
pa' arriba mirando. Voy contra toda corrupción que me impide en el corazón alcanzar la verdad. Levanto sin temor, con la fuerza del león, desafiando tu intención. Hey. No quiero ser otro individuo más, yo quiero ser el cambio. No quiero ser otro individuo más, yo quiero ser el cambio. No quiero ser otro individuo más, yo quiero ser el cambio.
Watch it, Omar.
Quiero ser otro individuo más.
I'm coming in.
Yo quiero ser el cambio.
MJ, the only good system is a sound system. People feel no pain when they really meet them. The one system of every cow system. Quite a pop, I can listen to your cold, then your bold. Why just a scratch and then for a cross and go again? I just a scratch and that one must be one again. My attacking was a comedy to the image of humanity. But genuine grief.
En el corazón alcanzar la verdad. Hoy me levanto sin temor, con la fuerza del león, desafiando tu intención. No quiero ser otro individuo más, yo quiero ser el cambio. No quiero ser otro individuo más, yo quiero ser el cambio.
Sí.
Quiero ser otro individuo más, yo quiero ser el cambio. No quiero ser otro individuo más, yo quiero ser el cambio.
Christ fire alongside esencia. I need some music, it's essential. Sound system, whoa. Gotcha.
dub session. With the Cynthia.
Porque tu amor no me ha fallado, es porque tu gracia sigue a mi lado. Me cuidas, me otorgas perdón, y ahora vivo completo a tu manera. Además me das redención, y vivo convencido a mi lado estás. Tu gracia me cubre, no me soltará, y en todo momento a mi lado vas. Tú eres mi sustento, y vivo convencido a mi lado estás.
Al pecado contra la pared y le confesó que Jesús sació mi sed, que no caigo más en tu red. Y ahora combino yo mi melodía con su filosofía, te busco por la noche, la lavo por el día. Y un loco parecía cuando no le conocía, un loco, 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 con el alma vacía. Y combino mi melodía con su filosofía, te busco por la noche, la lavo por el día. Y un loco parecía cuando no le conocía, un loco, 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 con el alma vacía. El día
convencido a mi lado estás, tu gracia me cubre, no me soltará, y en todo momento a mi lado vas. Tú eres mi sustento, y vivo convencido a mi lado estás. Tu gracia me cubre, no me soltará, y en todo momento a mi lado vas. Tú eres mi alimento, y tú eres mi sustento.
Mi sustento, mi alimento, en todo momento me das aliento. Y también me siento en total agradecimiento, yeah. Con aquel que me llamó de la tiniebla a la luz, te lo recomiendo, bro, de su nombre Jesús. Anábalo en el autobús, del cole o en el yacú. Sí, ven, dile que sí, carga tu cruz,
yeah. Yo mi melodía con su filosofía, le busco por la noche, la lavo por el día. Y un loco parecía cuando no le conocía, un loco, 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 con el alma vacía. Y combinó mi melodía su filosofía, le busco por la noche, la lavo por el día. Y un loco parecía cuando no le conocía, un loco, 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 con el alma vacía.
Y vivo convencido a mi lado estás, tu gracia me cubre, no me soltará, y en todo momento a mi lado vas. Tú eres mi sustento, y vivo convencido a mi lado estás, tu gracia me cubre, no me soltará, y en todo momento a mi lado.
Mecánico junto a músico, el aposento alto en la casa, Taylor on the beat, mundito high class, mundo está claro ya.
Good morning, this is Radio Olin KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial, coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. You're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that promotes the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions with experts and leaders in these fields. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is your host, Veronica Pimento. So as I mentioned before we went on this music break, I am talking today about being obedient. And not just to anybody, but being obedient to God. So I was sharing about Samuel, who was a man of God. From his miraculous birth until his death, his mother, Hannah, was barren. She had been praying to God for a child. The Bible says the Lord remembered her in regards to her prayers, and she then became pregnant. She named the baby Samuel, which means the Lord hears. Samuel served in several important positions during his life, earning God's favor because he knew how to obey. That wasn't always the deal, though. In 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 10, it says, "The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other time, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." You know, God speaks when you are open and available. Samuel became an honest and fair judge. He was actually called to anoint kings from God. Samuel loved God and obeyed him without question. Once he learned to discern his voice, so discerning meaning to recognize when he was speaking to him. His integrity prevented him from taking advantage of his authority. So although he realized that, you know, he had that authority because he was able to be a judge and he was able to anoint kings, he didn't take advantage of that. His first loyalty was to God, regardless of what others thought of him. You know, Hannah prayed for her miracle baby, Samuel. He listens to our prayers, so you just have to seek him. You have to find him through prayers, or you just have to talk to him. Sharing a very personal story, in my family, my brother and my sister-in-law had been together for 10 or 11 years, and they had been trying for so many years to have a baby. They had been told for years that they were never going to be able to have kids. They had actually gotten started with the adoption fostering program. And, you know, unfortunately, my sister-in-law's mom passed away. And just within a couple months after her passing, they find out that my sister-in-law is expecting. And I know that my mom was constantly praying over them and just being able to experience being parents. And just like Samuel from the story, I know that she was a miracle. My niece is our miracle baby. And I know that it was through God's grace that my brother and my sister-in-law are able to experience being parents. And, you know, they're now actually still fostering and in the process to adopt. Y'all, God is so good. I know that my niece is a blessing in my life and everyone around her. She is a huge, huge blessing. And, you know, I can never stop thanking God over that. But before we continue, we're going to go ahead and go on to another music break. This song is called Gracias a Ti by Soli. And y'all, this song makes me dance. Enjoy.
Sabes todo. Es que no puedo creer que el día de ayer estaba perdido y hoy te encontré. Es que no puedo creer que el día de ayer estaba perdido. sonreír. ¿Para qué ocultarlo? ¿Para qué negarlo? Si todos lo saben ya, si todos lo saben ya. ¿Para qué ocultarlo? ¿Para qué negarlo? Si todos lo saben ya, si todos lo saben ya.
Que tú eres responsable por esto, que me has dado más de lo que merezco. Entregaste tu perdón aunque yo fui un terco. Estoy claro que pagaste y fue alto el precio. Aunque me falte el mundo yo seré feliz, porque mi alegría proviene de ti. Redimido por tu sangre, eso es enough para mí. Cuenta conmigo siempre pues yo estoy para ti.
Es que mi copa rebosa cuando tu espíritu toca. Esto es otra cosa, no lo puedo explicar. Está llena mi copa y la alegría me sobra. Y es que gracias a ti hoy puedo sonreír.
Sorry.
A nuestro corazón. En la vida hay tropiezos, de vez en cuando una complicación, y cada paso es un proceso para llenar de fuerza y nuestro corazón.
Que sientes que ya no puedes adorar,
si tu camino está lleno de piedras impidiendo tu caminar, si cada noche tú lloras queriendo todas tus penas olvidar, sube su mano hacia el cielo y declara que Cristo te pueda ayudar.
Song was El Gozo Que Siento by Músico. Before the break, I was talking about how talking to God and praying, you know, he answers those prayers. So last week, I actually attended my best friend's cousin's vigil. He passed away last Monday. And at this vigil, there was about 150 to 200 people. You know, this place was packed. It was actually inside of a jiu-jitsu gym. It's a martial arts gym. And him, along with his dad and his brother, owned the gym. So they were the coaches there. And everyone there is very lively. They're just sharing stories. Everyone is around the mats, around the gym. And so the dad is the only one in the middle, and he's sharing about, you know, his battles of, like, he loved fighting. He fought over 27 street fights. You know, he's always been a fighter, his dad said. Whenever he felt anxious, depressed, sad, upset, he would put on his gi, so his training uniform, and he would roll. He would train to get that frustration out or just release whatever he was feeling at that moment. And, you know, as his dad is going through the story, he's talking about the different battles and how he's never backed down from a fight until last Monday, that he lost his final battle. But it was the battle with his thoughts. You know, he actually killed himself. It was through his mental health issues that he wasn't able to continue fighting off what his voices were telling him. And, you know, as the story just continued getting deeper, I thought, like, wow, I really need to pray over my best friend, because this is such a difficult time. Like, no loss is easy. It's just, you know, mental health issues run in her family, and she knows how big of a deal it is. And so I knew God was tugging at my heart, and he wanted to use me. And so I knew I was going to be praying for her that night. And so as the dad is sharing the story of his son, you know, just giving him that time to just everyone to reflect those memories and experiences that they had with him. And then he says, you know, we really don't do this, but is there anybody who can pray for us? We would really appreciate it. We know that it's needed. And it was quiet. And I knew God was already like, go, go, go. And I'm like, oh, this is too many people. Like, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little shy. Not that I'm shy, but it was a lot of people. And it was just the thoughts in my head that were keeping me from just hurrying up and doing it. So while sitting there, it was just so quick, snap of a finger, I'm already standing. And I said, I'll do it. And then once I just see everybody's eyes turn at me, I felt like a little shrimp. But I knew everybody was staring, and they were just waiting patiently. So as I step down from the stairs, the dad says, can you actually come to the middle? And I was so nervous. I said, God, what are you making me do? Like, I'm a little nervous. So when I get to the middle, I say, okay, can everybody join me in closing your heads? And I said, whoops, I mean your eyes. Can everybody join me in closing your eyes? And I just allowed a moment of silence. And again, prior, it was very lively. Everyone's just joking around. So once I allowed that moment of silence, you know, I just had that intimate conversation with God, just thanking him for the life of Mark. And then continuing to thank him for his family and, you know, everything that I just started praying over him and his family. And once I opened my eyes, I was done with my prayer. Man, everyone around me was crying. You know, his parents actually came and hugged me, and they said, wow, thank you so much for that prayer. It was beautiful. Now, the story isn't so you can think of like, okay, wow, you did a prayer, that's good. The thing is that I just want to go back to, like, whatever you seek for in prayer, he's going to do that for you. You know, I was praying to be more bold for him, for God. I wanted to be more bold and have that courage to speak of him wherever, whenever, you know, not fearing who's around me and just being able to say, yes, this is who I believe in. This is what I stand for. And just being able to share with those that might have never been able to experience being part of a prayer or just even not having a relationship with God. And so I just thanked God. I said, wow, well, thank you so much. I know that you answered the prayer, and I know you will continue using me for something greater. We often pray for God to tell us what to do in specific situations. And, you know, his divine guidance is the will that he has for all of us as his children. And as we grow in believing we have inherited the right to be led by him, we can also grow in hearing his voice. You know, the thing is, the more that we are obedient to him, the more he will speak to us. It's just like a parent. I always remember when my dad would tell me, like, si ya te dije una vez, no te voy a decir dos veces. If I already told you once, I'm not going to tell you twice. Like, if you're not doing what I told you the first time, like, I'm not going to speak. I'm going to wait until you get it done, and then I'll talk to you about it. As my relationship with God grew, I became hungrier for a better relationship with him, as well as change in my life and in my behavior. You know, I know it's a little difficult to say because people are challenging. We work with different people. We're around different people that grew up in different circumstances. And I'll be honest, that I'll be very transparent. Sometimes I deal with people and it tempts me to go back to my old sinful nature where when people treated me a certain way, I was ready to fight, or I was ready to, what I would say, I was ready to mop the floor with them. And, you know, the Bible speaks to us and we must obey, you know, about like the golden rule, treating others the way we want to be treated, treating others the way Jesus did, with love and compassion. You know, we can't allow our thoughts to speak, but instead seeking God so that we can produce better fruit in our lives. It's a lot to reflect on. Like, is everything that comes out of my mouth, is it something negative, critical, judgmental? Like, is it just something bad? Or is it something positive where you're able to uplift others with your words or with your actions or the way that you care for them? You know, our kids will pick up the same behaviors we have. And you don't want it to all be negative because we'll only continue reproducing that. Our kids will then be like that with their kids or with their spouses. And they'll say, well, that's because my mom or my dad were like that. And, you know, it's all the negative stuff. So we want to make sure that we produce and we demonstrate those healthy habits and, you know, just producing a lot more better fruit in our lives. I strive to be a generous spirited person who will be patient with others, forgiving constantly, and slow to become angry. I know that it's definitely something to work at every single day where, you know, people upset you, or it might be easy to get offended. But it's something where you just have to make that decision yourself, where it's like, no, you know, I'm going to choose to have that peace in my life. I'm going to choose to just let it go. And same thing, being slow to become angry. While I did mixed martial arts, one of the things that would always instill in me is, he who angers you controls you. So let me repeat that. It says, he who angers you controls you. So to me, I still think I will never give anybody that satisfaction of making me upset and them having the thrill of it, being able to control me, because I can't control my own feelings. So they're the ones controlling me. So I'm just going to continue putting you guys on some good music. This next song is called Pa' Que Preguntan by Alex Zurdo and Funky. Enjoy. These are all of the songs I love to dance to. Stay with me, y'all.
Hoy recibí una llamada de esas de antes, para hacerme una invitación. ¿Cómo no lograron nada? Pues se molestan cuando yo mantengo mi posición. Bye.
vamos para la playa. Tráete un par de toallas con el sol, la arena y sin medalla. Ustedes saben cómo soy.
Cuando lo eterno, disculpa que a esto le huya. Mi fiesta no es como la tuya. No me interesa, no es necesario quemar mis neuronas y botar mi salario. Pues por creer en lo que creo, ¿dónde están que no lo veo? Son dos o tres, lo conté. Tenía un par de panas y ahora ninguno se ve. Que no es por falta de tiempo, es falta de interés. No cuenten conmigo otra vez. Vamos pa' la playa, traigo un par de toallas con el sol, la arena. Te dije que no. Si ustedes saben cómo soy, y entonces, ¿para qué preguntan? Si me conocen, aquí no hay vida, socio, después de las 12. ¿Para qué preguntan? Si esto no es juego, yo se lo dije ya que soy un hombre nuevo. Oh, 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 oh. Que soy un hombre nuevo.
Ando de aquí pa allá, de allá pa acá.
Que soy un hombre nuevo.
Bueno, y perdona si te abrigo, si tenía que decir y se dijo. Y ahora vivo como hijo, se tenía que decir y se dijo.
Tienes el corazón lleno de dolores. Te prometo vendrán momentos mejores. Oh, siempre hay una señal, ya no la ignores. De nuestro destino solo existen dos autores. De su grandeza un día la conocerás y a su amor te entregarás. Con tan solo un granito de tu fe hasta las montañas moverás. Solo aférrate y verás que a lo más alto llegarás. No dudes más de su poder y hasta lo imposible lograrás. Haremos tantas cosas, haremos, y ya nadie podrá detenernos. Oh, oh, oh. Haremos tantas cosas, haremos, y a su nombre la gloria. Admítelo, lo has intentado todo para llenarlo. Oh, yeah. Hay una sola cosa que te faltó. Se te olvidó el corazón abrírselo. Su poder un día lo conocerás y con su amor te llenará. Con un granito de tu fe hasta las montañas moverás. Solo aférrate y verás que lo más alto llegarás. No dudes un segundo más de él y hasta lo imposible lograrás. Haremos tantas cosas, haremos, y ya nadie podrá detenernos. Oh, oh, oh. Haremos tantas cosas, haremos, y a su nombre la gloria le daremos. Haremos tantas cosas, haremos. Esta vez yo sé que sí triunfaremos. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
cosas haremos. Y a su nombre la gloria le daremos. Jesús, hey, yeah. Jesús, oh. Jesús, oh. Jesús, yeah,
yeah. Cuánto me bendice. Amor sin condición, aún con todo lo que hice, tu gracia me arropó y cambiaste mi corazón. Viniste a tomar control de todos mis pasos. Hoy tengo tu abrazo. Cambiaste mi corazón. Viniste a tomar control de todos mis pasos.
Siempre me quiso herir. Me sientas en ella, no importa si fui de lo menospreciado y lo vil. Me miraste donde vengo, cambiaste mi rumbo, cambiaste mi mente, mi vida, cambiaste mi mundo
y cambiaste mi corazón.
Cambiaste.
Viniste a tomar control de todos mis pasos. Hoy tengo tu abrazo. Cambiaste mi corazón. Viniste a tomar control de todos mis pasos.
Good morning. This is Radio Olin KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, you're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that promotes the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions with experts and leaders in these fields. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is your host, Veronica Pimento. Now, before we begin with today's show, I would like to take some time to invite you on some of the events that are happening here in the community. To start off, the Cesar Chavez Commemorative Committee of the San Fernando Valley invites you to attend Warriors for Justice Awards Ceremony and Dinner, honoring Nuri Martinez, LA City Council President, Mike Garcia, Justice for Janitors, Chicana Chicano Studies, Cal State University Northridge, and Irene Tovar, Pioneer in Community Leadership. The event will be held on Thursday, January 30th, 2020 at 6 p.m. with reception to follow. It will be located at Avanti Banquet Hall, 1661 San Fernando Road in the city of San Fernando, California. Complimentary valet parking is offered. For more information or to purchase tickets, call Pueblo y Salud at 818-837-2272 or visit www.cesarchavez.info. Do your neighbors smoke? It's time for you to join Pueblo y Salud because you have the right to breathe smoke-free air in your San Fernando home. Join us at the community gathering on Wednesday, February 12th from 6 p.m. till 7:30. Located at Pueblo y Salud, 1024 North McClay Avenue, Suite M13 in the city of San Fernando. If you're also looking for community hours or if you need a letter of recommendation, this is a great place to start. Get more involved with your community by contacting 818-837-2272 or email pimentel@pys, that is pimentel, P-I-M-E-N-T-E-L, at pys.org, or follow us at PYS Prevention. There is free food, games, and activities for all ages. Join us. The Cesar Chavez Commemorative Committee of the San Fernando Valley also presents the 10th Annual Cesar Chavez Inspirational Youth Conference on Saturday, March 7th, 2020, from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Vaughn International Studies Academy, 11505 Herrick Avenue in the city of Pacoima, California. You can also get selected to be an ambassador. You can represent your student class, receive a letter of recommendation for college applications, earn recognition from the Cesar Chavez Commemorative Committee, and earn community service hours. For more information, contact PYS at pys.org or visit us on www.cesarchavez.info. La lucha sigue. And this is a reminder to save the date for the Cesar Chavez Pilgrimage March for Justice, Sunday, March 29th, 2020. Come to learn, to remember, and to enjoy. As this show is coming quickly to an end, I just wanted to thank you guys for giving me some of your time, sharing your mornings with me. Just to remind you to be patient with people, forgive every single time someone has offended you or upset you. You're the only one who truly loses at that moment if you're not forgiving by holding that resentment or anger. Just forgive. You want to become slow to angry. Remember, I said something about whoever angers you controls you. Don't let anybody have that type of control over you. Going back to, everything that God has been doing in my life, I know that He continues giving me, He continues blessing me, only because I am obedient. Just like a parent, you can't reward your child if they're misbehaving or they're not acting the way that you need them to. I'd actually would clarify and say behaving rather than acting. So behaving the way that you want them to, you can't reward bad behavior. And so we need to be obedient to what God is asking from us and continue producing the fruit of love, of patience, self-control. And you can do that by asking Him to renew your heart, renew your mind every single day. You know, I thank God for the healing that He brought into my life. All of the anger that I kept from past relationships or people that have done me wrong. But, you know, God has given me sight when I was blind, when I couldn't see what my purpose was here anymore. He restored that faith. Although I was just living just to live, He restored that faith and He just gave me a whole new life, a whole new purpose. I'm no longer bound by the things that used to hold me, like resentment, anger, fear, rejection, abuse. I'm, you know, it's through him that I have received the freedom, and I want to live lightly. I don't want to have that fear. I don't want to have that anger in my heart anymore. I want to just be that person that gives to everybody and gives the love, gives the patience, show others through my actions. But it's all through obedience. So we can only continue striving to become more like Samuel, obedient to God's word. You know, whenever he's trying to speak to you, or whenever he is speaking to you, make sure that you act on it, you know? But really, that is all. Just the last thing on, you know, I did say on like loving on them, even when it's hard to, one of the things that you can just love on someone is by serving them. You know, serving them, it could just be like a random act of kindness. Like, in the beginning, I didn't get along the best with someone because they always said, like, Vero might not be available. She might have a Jesus thing to do. And, you know, at that moment, I wanted to take offense. And I said, well, I was thinking to myself, like, how dare you? Like, one, it's not your business. Two, blah, blah, blah. You know, I started already creating this whole problem in my head. And I had to talk to God about it. And I said, okay, I know you don't want me to act like this. I know that this person is acting this way because they don't know you. And it's where we just really have to humble ourselves and listen to what God is trying to do through us, you know. And it was actually with that person where I had to learn how to serve someone, where instead of being upset, it was something so simple like, hey, what do you need help with? Or start bringing that person their favorite types of drink and just trying to get into the things that person liked, you know, because I do spend a lot of time with that person. It was something like, oh, what's one of your interests? Like, what's one of your hobbies? And through learning some of their interests, we started building a friendship. You know, it was beautiful because a little after, once I moved into my apartment, this person actually gave me bags of like tea, peanut butter, like all these really awesome things. And you know, this person said, well, I know how difficult it is to move out on your own. And I just stared at this person. I was just so grateful. And I said, wow, like God has made a huge shift in your heart. You know, from someone being so closed off to hearing about God. You know, this person now comes to me for prayer where it's like, hey, you know, this is what's going on with my family. This is what's going on with my health. Can you pray for me? And I say, yes, of course. Like, I want to. And, you know, it's just something that I know if I would have reacted a completely different way, I would have burned that bridge and I would live in a hostile environment. I would work in a hostile environment. I would be around all this negative tension. And, you know, that's not what God wants for us. And the same thing where it's like, you know, that person didn't know God, but maybe it's through me that God has placed me where I'm at so that the people I am around can get to know more of him. But that is my story. I just thank you guys for taking some of your time. I hope you enjoy this beautiful Saturday morning. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. again. This is Veronica. You're listening to Vuelvo y Salud, Platicando y Mejorando.
Que palpita y que vuelve a la vida, encontré la salida, desvelte de la ruina, pues traíste la paz, y cerrando mis ojos recosté mi cabeza, y tú acariciándome sentí que hablando me curaste la herida, me cubriste con tu manto. Y tú acariciándome sentí que hablando me curaste la herida. Me cubriste con tu manto para no volver a morir. Necesito de tu luz para alumbrar mi desierto. No quiero más estar muerto, quiero que de mí brote la luz. Para aquel que no te ha visto, a través de mí te vea Jesús. Salí del piso y hoy lo garantizo que nada va a parar mi visión.
¿Y qué pasó? Que cuando yo estaba vagabundo por el mundo, no solo me rescató, también cambió mi rumbo. Lo más bello de este hombre fue cuando vine y me dijo: soy quien te ama porque tú eres mi hijo. De la mano lo tomé y nada yo le hablé. Ay, solo los del bebé fijamente. Él me reveló que en su mente estaba yo más al frente. Vi mi futuro en el presente. Fue algo muy diferente. Predicándole a la gente con pasión y con mi canción. Esto quiero, que te acerques al dato de la vida y que puedas transformar la rutina. Esa alternativa cambió mis días. Solo necesito que digas: necesito de tu luz para alumbrar mi desierto. No quiero más estar muerto. Quiero que de mí brote la luz para aquel que no te ha visto. A través de mí te vea Jesús y así poder ganarlos a todos. Un día pues se quedó con él. Me entregué y ahora vivo con él. Yo lo sé, yo lo sé. Porque ahora mi rumbo no es un desierto. Siento ríos de agua viva que comenzaron a viajar por mi cuerpo, refrescándome. Porque ahora mi rumbo no es un desierto. Siento ríos de agua viva que comenzaron a viajar por mi cuerpo. Y tú acariciándome, sentí que hablándome curaste la herida. Me cubriste con tu manto para no volver a morir. Enséñanos la salida. En sus manos lleva la herida. Que dice que eso fue por amor. Y sé que no habrá otro amor más importante e impactante, sincero y real como el de la cruz. En mi vida gobierna Jesús. Por eso es que camino en la luz. Solo en él encontré la virtud. Y siguió acariciándome, sentí que hablándome curaste la herida. Me cubriste con tu manto para no volver a morir. Necesito de tu luz para alumbrar mi desierto. No quiero más estar muerto, quiero que de mí brote la luz.
Llegale.